Have a guest joining us on the program this morning by phone, Dan Hicks from the Freeze Notice Weather Center, in with us this morning. How are you, Dan?
Just fine, Jim. Good morning.
Good. You got big plans for the weekend?
Not too many big plans right now, just hopefully enjoy some time outside.
I figured they had you locked in your cage down there at the Weather Center.
No, I'll probably be listening to and watching some football as the season starts to crank up this weekend.
Yeah, you bet. Well, that's a pretty exciting time for a lot of folks, and of course that leads us to the weather. This is one of the last opportunities for folks, now that school has gotten underway again, to get out and kind of enjoy a little extended weekend time with family and friends, and we like to do that outdoors. Well, that's your department. What do we got this weekend here in the southwest Iowa area? Are we looking like it's going to be pretty conducive to some of those outdoor activities?
I think it will be, especially later in the Labor Day weekend. Right now it looks like the best chances for some rain would be Friday into a portion of Saturday. A new system developing over the plains will bring some rain chances Thursday night, Friday, and probably into Saturday morning. Beyond that point, it does look like these better rain chances could move a little bit further to the south and east. So I think that perhaps the second half of the Labor Day weekend looks the driest here in southwestern Iowa. Certainly no hot weather in sight. In fact, I think temperatures will be below normal pretty much all 3 days, primarily in the 70s for highs Friday, Saturday, and most likely even into Sunday and Monday. So not real summer-like, maybe a little bit more fall-like, with the best rain chances probably favoring the early part of the three-day weekend.
You bet. Well, that sounds good, though, too. I don't think a lot of people are complaining too much about not having 100-degree weather at this point in the year. You know, you mentioned a few slight chances for some rain. We get a little skittish around here these days when we hear rain, because it seems like lately when we talk rain, it seems like we end up with 2, 3, 4 inches.
There have been quite a few heavy rain events in southwestern Iowa this summer. I think that some of the locations in and around Atlantic in the maybe a 50 to 75 mile radius from Atlantic have had several heavy rain events this summer. It's been one of those summers where rain has been really highly variable across Iowa. At times we've had the wet weather in parts of western Iowa. At times eastern Iowa was hurting for rain. I think the rains that fell during August have improved the growing conditions for corn and beans over more of the state. And you know, Iowa has had we haven't had the best corn and bean conditions this summer in the Midwest, but we certainly have had better conditions than a lot of other states so far this growing season.
Very good. Well, talk a little bit about this weekend. You touched on it up front with football getting underway here for teams here in the state of Iowa. Of course, up in Cedar Falls, we don't worry about it too much. They play indoors. But up in Ames over in Iowa City, they are always concerned about the weather on game day. How's Ames looking for Saturday afternoon?
Well, I think that in Ames on Saturday, best chances of rain probably in the morning. My understanding is that's an 11 a.m. starting time. So I could see where there may be some light rain in Ames during the morning, with perhaps improving conditions through the afternoon. Kind of a cool day. It may struggle to get much warmer than the 60s or low 70s during the time that the game is going on in Ames. Probably improving conditions, with hopefully the rain moving out of there to the southeast during that time. Over in Iowa City, they will also have at least some light rain chances Saturday morning and early afternoon. But by the evening, the rain could be moving south and east out of Iowa City. So right now, probably a dry evening in Iowa City. Temperatures most likely in the 60s during the game time hours.
Trying to think of the last time folks wore jeans and maybe a light jacket to a football game to kick off the season here in Iowa.
Well, I know some years, those first games, it's pretty warm. It can be up around 90 degrees.
Oh, yeah.
It certainly doesn't look that way this time. And, you know, the overall trend, we're going to see some warmer weather coming up early next week, but it looks like the overall trend, normal to below normal temperatures into the first half of September. It looks like August is going to be a month where most of the state will average a little bit cooler than normal. You know, July was a little bit warmer month, but we really haven't had a lot of exceptional heat this summer. We did have some hot weather back in July, but it hasn't been too bad of a summer as far as heat and humidity goes overall.
Yeah, the game forecast is great, but how about that tailgating forecast? You mentioned a little rain. Is it enough to put out the fire, or are we still going to be able to grill?
Well, maybe in Ames during the morning hours. I don't think it'll be heavy rain, but it could be kind of a steady light rain or drizzle in Ames in the morning hours. With that early start, the tailgating could be affected in Ames during the morning hours, and then hopefully improving conditions during the game time and into the afternoon. Over in Iowa City, you don't start tailgating too early, you may miss most of the rain. I think the best rain chances in Iowa City would be morning, early afternoon, and then improving conditions later in the day into the evening. But certainly the greater rain chances in both places look to be prior to game time.
Well, very good. Well, we got three of those teams playing in those locations with you and I and Iowa State up in Ames and Hawkeyes over in Iowa City. So a lot of folks will be enjoying some football, and I don't think they'll care too much about the weather all that bad. As long as it's not cold and all that kind of stuff, it's not too bad to enjoy
nice weekend. A little rain shouldn't bother them too much, and you know, you can't really talk about cold weather this early in the season.
Yeah. Well, those are important things here in Iowa. Also important is the way the crop season has gone. I know a lot of folks got a little bit of a late start because of the extremely wet spring. And I know I've heard some folks say, yeah, the crops, they look great out there if it were July. So they're a little kind of behind in the maturity process. But overall, as you've been looking across the state, how are things looking? How are they shaping up?
Well, the statistics that come out each week really keep indicating that the corn and beans are running behind the five-year average pace. If you look at the dough stage and the dent stage for the corn and the setting pod stage for the beans, it just seems like they've been consistently trailing behind the five-year average pace. And, of course, that's not unusual given how late some of the planting has occurred. You know, looking into the first week or so of September, we're going to see some 40s at times over the northern half of the Midwest, maybe some upper 30s. Up in the far northern part of the country, but there's really no clear indication of a frost anywhere in the Midwest into the first part of September. Now, it is quite early for that, yet the normal date of the first 32-degree temperature around Atlantic is generally right around the 1st of October. So it is quite early right now, but at least the way the weather pattern's looking, it looks cooler than normal, but at least for the time being, not real threatening as far as frost is concerned. But you know, if this type of weather pattern would continue farther into September, then it may increase the likelihood we'll see that first 32-degree temperature earlier than normal this year. And, of course, given the lateness of the crops, it may be more of an impact this year than it is typically.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure a lot of growers are out there keeping their fingers crossed, hoping that the summer extends a little bit later here this year to help them out. But you know, we don't have much to do with that. We can only tell you what might happen. Speaking of what might happen, the old Farmer's Almanac had their prediction for winter here just the other day. What do you got?
I did see that. I've kind of haven't looked too strongly at the winter right now. I will say this, that you know, we're coming off an El Nino, which ended this summer and going into more of a neutral condition in the tropical Pacific. And typically when you have neutral conditions like that, you get real wide variability in winter weather. So it's certainly not uncommon to have cold winters during these neutral conditions, but I haven't really looked too closely at the winter conditions right now. But I did notice that they came out with a colder and snowier than normal forecast for sections of the Midwest.
Yeah, everybody has their formulas. We'll see how it plays out as we get a little bit closer.
That's right? True, and you know, it's sometimes tough to forecast 3 or 4 days out in the Midwest, but try to forecast the winter at this time, it's very difficult thing to do.
Absolutely. Sometimes it's hard to get more than a couple hours out, depending upon how the weather patterns are shaping up. Very good. Well, Dan, thank you so much. Hope you enjoy the holiday weekend.
You too. You're welcome.